It's Saturday, the 4th of June, 2016, just a couple of weeks before the big vote for Brexit. The video you've been asking for, here it is. Brexit or Remain, what does it mean for the property market? Okay, we've looked into this and thought about the various implications of being in and out. And one thing I'm sure of is being out is an unknown quantity. And the one thing the market doesn't like is uncertainty. So as far as the property market's concerned, certainly we think that if we come out of Europe, and this is not an opinion on whether or not we should be in or out, that's another debate, but this is specifically about property. We feel that coming out will be negative for property in the short term. Conversely, staying in will be positive for property because people will see it as business as usual, and they may even see a slight jump if that happens. Having said that, if we come out, the market fundamentals are such that we believe that medium term, actually, property will start to rise again anyway. So we may see a blip, and it could even fall slightly if we come out. I believe we'll probably stay in, but when you look at the fundamentals, even if we come out, I mean, let's look at some of the numbers, for instance. In the last quarter, from the DCLG, that's the Department for Communities and Local Government, 35,530 house build starts. That's 3% less than the same period last year. Now delve further and you find that just in London, to keep pace with newcomers plus existing, 283,000 homes are needed. Now, if you put those numbers together, it's quite obvious that there's a very acute housing shortage, which we all know. But in the end, the market fundamentals are supply and demand. And regardless of in or out, there's still going to be that demand. It could be argued that that demand will be quelled, but when we're talking about the vast differences, as I've just mentioned, really it shouldn't make any difference. And I think in the end, the property market will show that the demand and supply argument will come through, and fundamentals say that the market will continue to rise in the medium term. In the short term, there will be blips. But you know what? Housing is really a long-term investment. And if you look at it over any five-year period in recent history, you'll find that it always wins in the end. So we still believe that smart money is actually in property, and actually some of the trepidation around the market right now could make it a smart move to get in while people are thinking, oh, what's going to happen with a vote? Should I, shouldn't I? You're more likely to get a good deal if you can find something you like than perhaps post-vote when confidence returns in full if we stay in.